Boko Haram terrorists attack again in Nigeria. A ministry partnership lays the groundwork for unprecedented global scripture access, and a new book will help ex-prisoners re-enter society. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Police in Nigeria discovered 10 more car bombs yesterday in Kano. The city was already reeling from a Boko Haram attack on Friday that killed 256. Todd Nettleton is a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs USA. He says the level of sophistication is what's drawing their concern.
This was a very serious attack. It also shows the growing ability of Boko Haram to coordinate attacks and to maximize the body count.
The bombings targeted police and government buildings. They've already hit international buildings as well as churches. Nettleton says the government hasn't been able to stop the terrorists or curb the violence. Worse yet, church leaders are saying they'll respond with deadly force if provoked. And the gospel?
Pray for wisdom for the Christians in northern Nigeria to know how to respond, to balance their own need for safety and protection, while also living out the biblical mandate to love our enemies and to forgive those who persecute us.
We turn next to Mozambique, where the country's reeling from the rabbit punch of two massive storms. Tropical cyclone Funso is hanging over the central region, dumping rain and creating havoc for an audio scripture ministry studio team. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer says the main bridge to their facility is washed away.
The river rose rapidly and actually washed away the main bridge that connects Shishai to the outside world. And according to the report I'm looking at, says there's a 60-foot gap in the road right now.
For now, Shishai is cut off from food and fuel, and assessments are underway to figure out how to help. Churches know it's a gospel opportunity.
Pray for some of the calamities that are taking place that we won't even hear about for a while. I know that there are many Christians, there are many local churches that will do their best, but most of them are very small and impoverished, and it's just going to be a really, really tough time.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Do you remember the Pakistani Christian who's been condemned to death because she's been convicted of blasphemy? Asha Bibi's accuser, Kari Salam, now regrets filing the charges against the wife and mother. According to Assist News, Salam's guilt is a realization that the case wasn't based on facts but personal bias. Bibi has been languishing in jail since the charges were leveled in 2009. Kari may not pursue the case any longer. Pray God will allow Bibi to be released and be protected. Next, Faith Comes by Hearing is expanding a partnership with longtime partner United Bible Societies. The partnership will lay the groundwork for unprecedented access to digital Bible audio text and audio. The agreement brings together UBS's Digital Bible Library and FCBH's Digital Bible Project. That will leverage technology for greater access while also improving efficiency and reducing duplication of work and services. Pray this partnership will make God's Word more readily available to everyone who wants it. And prison is certainly no picnic, but re-entry presents a whole new list of challenges. One of the most difficult for many ex-offenders is re-entry into the workplace. After writing a series of columns on the subject in the Crossroad Bible Institute student newsletter, CBI President David Scheringa decided to expand to a book.
The name of the book is Seven Secrets for Success in the Workplace: What Bosses Wish Their Employees Knew.
The book covers topics as basic as getting to work on time and as complex as why we work at all. That why question is answered with the gospel.
We work because we're made in God's image and God's work. And we talk about the Father's working in eternity before time began and how he worked in creation, how he continues to work in providence.
CBI hopes to give a copy of the book to every ex-offender they work with to continue discipleship even outside of prison. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN provides news and information that will inspire people like you to reach out with the gospel. We do that on the radio and online. Our website desperately needs a reprogramming effort. Will you help with a generous gift? Go to missionnetworknews.org. Click on the link with your best gift. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.